For these things I say unto my church. For those who press in and those who understand the enduring process, and who understand those things that are coming upon the face of the earth. For even as I've promised my revival, also understand this, that there is a great war set in front of the church in days ahead, saith the Spirit of grace. This war will be fought with great victory in the face of miracles and unseen things that have not been seen since the first church, saith the Spirit of grace. No one man will lead this, but it will be led by a marching army. But also, I warn you in the Spirit that as this war is fought and will be won on many fronts, and as I have said this night that it has been released, it has been declared, it has been granted for this time and season, that revival is among you. Also understand that your enemy, though limited in knowledge, understands that it's something is coming. And the revival that will produce the harvest will also change the nation, saith the Spirit of grace. For even now, as my angel army is being set in effect for this outpouring, know that the hordes of hell and the principalities and the powers and the rulers of darkness and every other spiritual kind of wickedness, as in demonic powers, are also receiving instruction, because they understand that something is coming. They've seen the signs of my moves in the earth in times gone by, and how that I would solicit from my people the prayers necessary for the authority for my spirit to move. And they understand when my spirit is about to do something, although they cannot stop it, they will do everything possible in this nation in the next few months to bring forth chaos like you have never seen in many places. Not all places, but in many places. At times will be turned into things that could escalate to something similar to a war zone. But know this, the prayers of the saints availeth much. Satan is like a child that has been said yes to for many decades. No generation in the past 40 plus years has said no to him in his way in this nation in regards to laws in effect that would continually destroy the image of my word in this nation. And now, because of the prayers of the saints, know this, that these things are not by accident. That as revival comes to a place of precipice, as revival comes to a place of threshold, so is the nation moved in many different ways, saith the Spirit of the Lord. And when this nation is reproved and certain things are changed, and even before they are changed, know this, that the enemy will throw temper tantrums like a child that thrashes about. But understand this, that even as a child is subdued, so the church will subdue these principalities. even as I have described to you that angels are taking orders from me and from my spirit for what my intention is in the deliberateness of this revival. Understand also that your counterpart is getting ready to unleash what he believes will thwart this, stop it. But understand that, as I said, nothing will be able to stop this tidal wave of my glory, saith the Spirit of the Lord. The revival changes the nation, not the change of the nation causes the revival. It is not by might nor by power, but is by my Spirit, saith the Lord. That all these things are being brought about, and this is the last generation, saith the Lord. These things will come about and bring into effect my great harvest. On the right hand and on the left, you will see great things coming about. And at the same time, you will be seeing judgment in churches, in ministries. The candlestick of many well-known ministries will be removed. And the lack of anointing and the dryness of an arid place having no spirit will be my judgment. But if these will turn, I will receive them back again. Cities will be judged. Places will be judged. But at the same time, my Spirit will be working to bring forth a great harvest, saith the Spirit of grace. Stand in me and declare these things as if they had happened yesterday. Because the day that you stand in, as I said, is far spent. And a new horizon is upon you now. A place that will be new to all of you. A place that you've petitioned me for all these years going forward, when you could not see and you could not hear. But I say unto you, these days are upon you, saith the Spirit of grace.